Two kids, one barely legal, one still a child, and she just walked out. You didn't lose a mother when she left. You lost the last hope that she might finally become one. Let me write this right. I used to watch other kids with their moms. Just little things. A hand on the shoulder, a name called from the kitchen. I used to wonder what I did wrong. Took me years to figure out. It was never me. It was never me.
Never me, never me, never me.
You were in the house, but you were never home. A body in the building, but I was always alone. No hand on my shoulder, no voice saying stay. Just a woman who happened to be in the way. I learned to cook, learned to clean, learned to carry the weight. Learned that asking for comfort was already too late. Learned that love wasn't something you were willing to give. Learned to stop looking for you just so I could live. Dad filled the gaps as long as he could. Loved us enough for the both of you, he understood. But when God took him and left me with you, I realized how empty that house always was without him in the room. You didn't leave when you walked out the door. You left the first day you chose to ignore. A child who needed his mother's eyes. A child who practiced not crying at night. You were a ghost before you were gone. I was grieving you while you were still home. So when you finally left, yeah, it hurt. But I'd already buried you long before the dirt. You gave birth to me, but that ain't the same as a mother's love. You gave birth to me, but you never showed up when it got rough. I needed soft, you gave cold. I needed arms, you gave nothing to hold. I needed you and you gave me a lesson instead. How to survive on the love of a father now dead. You gave birth to me. That's all you ever did. And I stopped calling that enough.
That enough.
When I was still a kid, yeah. Yeah. Months after dad died, you walked out the door. Left me and my brother, I was 17, he was 16. What for? Some man, some escape, some version of life that didn't include the sons you left holding the knife. I dropped out of school so my brother could eat. Became the parent at 17, out in the street. Did everything you were supposed to do. Every single thing while you were somewhere else pretending to begin again. You know what I never got to be a kid. You know what I never got to feel
safe.
You know what I spent my whole childhood looking for.
You,
and you were never there to find. I don't even have a memory of you holding me. Not one. I've searched for it. Look back through everything I can remember, and there's nothing there. Just your absence wearing your face. Just a boy standing in the kitchen, waiting for something that was never coming.
I stopped waiting, but I never stopped wishing. It could have been different. That's the part I don't say out loud. That's the part that still costs me something. I forgive you, not for you, but for me. Not because you earned it, but because I need to be free. Free from the hunger for something you couldn't give. Free from the ghost of a mother so my kids can watch me live, live, live.
You gave birth to me, but that ain't the same as a mother's love.
You gave birth to me,
but you were never really enough.
I needed soft, you gave cold. I needed arms, you gave nothing to hold.
I needed you. But I got my own kids now, and they will never know this hole. They will never search a room for me and find nobody home.
You gave birth to me.
But I gave my kids everything.
You never gave.
And that's how the cycle breaks.
It's how it is.
Right here. With me. I used to be angry. Then I was sad. Then I was just tired of carrying something that was never mine to carry. You were supposed to be my mom. You weren't. And I spent half my life grieving someone who was still alive. I don't grieve you anymore. I just love my kids louder than you ever loved me. That's enough. That's more than enough.